baby boy. Mommy's home. And she's brought a little surprise home for... from the shop. And to be honest, I'm pretty curious myself to try this out. It seems like a lot of fun. Baby boy, where are you? What could he be doing? Hello, baby boy. Don't you want to come out and play with your new toy? You've been caged up for so long. I bet you're just dying for a release. Baby. Oh my goodness. What the hell are you doing? Did you? Oh no. You found Mommy's special key, didn't you? And you unlocked it yourself. And started touching yourself. Without my permission? No, no. You do not start making excuses to me now. There is absolutely no excuse for this kind of behavior. I thought I trained you better than this. And you were doing so well. Not complaining when Mommy locked you up. Letting Mommy kiss you and touch you all while you leaked out of your cage. And you went a whole week keeping your hands off of yourself. I didn't even have to use the cuffs. Just for you to fail right as you were about to get your reward. You little slut. You just couldn't wait a second longer to touch yourself. Start touching that cock of yours, could you? No. No patience whatsoever. Ridiculous. I know you couldn't help yourself. That's precisely the problem. I'm training you to be disciplined, to control your urges, so that you can only let them out when Mommy says you can. Did what I taught you mean nothing to you? Is that it? Oh, it's not. So how do you explain yourself then? Exactly. You can't. Not without saying that you disobeyed Mommy by breaking her golden rule. And now you have the nerve to beg for my forgiveness. You don't even deserve that orgasm you're about to have. Well, how about I make it so that you can't come another week? Maybe two, maybe three. Is that what it will take to get you to behave? No. Now you want to act all good and submissive. Yeah. Before it was excuses. Excuses, excuses. But now that you might not get your precious release, there's no excuse. You. I'm me. so angry right now. You know that. I was so excited to try out this new toy with you. I was gonna give you the best reward ever. Make you come so many times that you can't even remember your own name. Leave you a twitching, whimpering, brain dead mess of a boy. Think about that. That's what you could have had. But now, you won't even get one measly orgasm from your own hand. You see what you've done. You haven't just hurt yourself. You hurt mommy too. Because now, she has to put her favorite boy toy on the shelf until he can learn to follow orders again. Do you have any fucking idea how frustrating that is? Do you? Exactly. You don't. A dumb puppy like you would never understand. Is that what you wanted? To make mommy upset so she would treat you like this? Is that your strategy? Do you get off knowing mommy wants to do mean, awful, degrading things to you because of this? Is that how low of a fucking slut you are? Can't answer. Yeah, because you know you're a fucking slut. A stupid little whore can't keep his hands off his cock for his fucking life. Did you do this, hoping that I would punish you? Maybe do something that would let you come before I can stop you. Really think that you could outsmart mommy? That's honestly adorable. Laughably pathetic, but adorable nonetheless. Unfortunately for you, I just know you far to fall for something like that. And honestly, I'm quite offended that you think I would, even for a second. You know I'm not so kind with my punishments. And today won't be any different. You know, when I went to the sex shop today, I didn't just buy one toy. I bought two. You wanna see the other one? You look so scared. Well, just you wait till you see this. Here it is. You see that? Oh, yeah. That's right. A huge fucking dildo. Oh, and what are these straps hanging off the back of it? Could it be a harness? Oh, no. You don't get to dictate what mommy does to you. Especially not after your behavior today. This thing is going in your ass whether you like it or fucking not. You get it? Now, get on all fours. Do not make me say it again. Get on all fours now. Don't make me repeat myself like that again, or I'll make sure you regret it. Alright then. Where was I? Oh yes. Well, before I fuck you with this thing, I need to make sure it's nice and looped up, so it can slide right on into your little virgin asshole. I bet that thing is air fucking tight, so it needs to be extra slippery. Now, I could use some lube from a bottle, but where's the fun in that? Or another. What's the point of buying a brand new toy if I can't use it right away? Thick, thick cocks like this aren't just good for stretching out boy pussies, you know. They're also good for training naughty boys like you to keep their fucking mouths shut. Let me show you how. There we go. This is fun. I feel even more dominant seeing your cute little scared face with this massive thing hanging over it. Now, open that pretty. Look at that. Just begging to be stuffed if you ask me. Suck that fucking cock, bitch. Come on. Choke on it. Choke on mommy's fucking cock. Look at those big puppy eyes getting all watery. Already? Is it too big for you? Is your jaw starting to hurt? Is mommy pushing too deep? Too fucking bad. You should have thought about that when you decided to fuck with me. Should have just shut the fuck up and kept your hands to yourself. But now this is what you fucking get. So don't fucking complain and take that cock down your throat like the little slut you are. Yeah. That's better. I like hearing the sound of you slapping and gagging much more than you whining. Maybe I should do this all the time. Oh, you bad boy. Every time you complain to me about how I don't let you calm enough. How it hurts too much when I play with you. How I treat you like a pet. I'll just shove this thing right into your obnoxious fucking mouth. And problem solved. Get those fucking hands off my thighs. What are you trying to push yourself away? Oh, you bad, bad boy. I'm gonna thrust even harder for that. Okay. I think that's enough leaving for now. Look at you. You're drooling all over the fucking floor. Turn the fuck around and see that butt of yours. Yeah. Look at that thing. Just begging to be fucked. Arch your back for me. Put your I said, put your fucking head down. Too bad. You disobeyed me the first time. Now I have to hold you like this because you can't be trusted. As for your hands, I'll just have to keep them cuffed like this. So I can keep them both in place on my other hand. Right on your back. Just like this. And look at that. Now you can barely even move. No escape from mommy's cock, okay? Oh, this is gonna be fun. You ready? Actually, don't answer that. I don't really fucking care. Yeah, how's that feel, huh? That was quite the yelp you just let out. You feel yourself stretching around this thing? Looks like the dumb puppy can't even answer. Oh, that's no matter. He's still gonna get fucked anyways. You're moaning now. I'm not sure if it's from pain or pleasure, but it's music to my ears nonetheless. Look at this cute ass bouncing back and forth while I fuck into it. You look like such a pretty little cock sleeve right now. I hope you know you brought this upon yourself. Then I wouldn't have to resort to this if you'd had fucking listened to me. But no. You couldn't just go one more minute without touching yourself. fine. Be that way. Act like a slut. Get fucked like a slut. And don't fucking complain. Aww. Is mommy hitting your little cum button now? Is that why you're shaking and squirming so much? Or is it because it can't take getting filled up like this? Well, I guess there's only one way to find out. Oh, you fucking morons. Oh, shit. Look at that. Look at that. I didn't know I could make you come like that without touching your cock once. And it'll take that away. And it'll stay that way. Just so you know. I hope you ache for mommy's touch right now. I hope it just ruined your orgasm for you. And now, look at this fucking mess you made all over my floors. Disgusting. Look at me. What do good pets do with their messes? Answer me. They clean them up. So, get to it. Oh, you can't use your hands because they're cuffed? Well then, I guess you'll just have to use your mouth. Now get to fucking work. I want it spotless in 5 minutes. And if it's not, then I might have to fuck you again.